Digging into the world of music here on the Steve Gruber Show. Anniversaries, number ones, birthdays, etc. Nick Seymour, the bassist for Crowded House, with a birthday today, 61 years old. Don't Dream It's Over, the song we hear. Nick Seymour turned 61 today. Happy birthday to him. From all of us. Okay, from just me on the Steve Gruber Show. Hey, today more people than ever are planning to work into their retirement years. Sadly, many say it's necessary to make ends meet. That's why it's vitally important that you have a solid financial plan. It's never too early or too late to begin preparing for retirement. Wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to work in retirement unless you really wanted to? Let Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Advisory Services help you. Their ultimate goal is to help enable you and your family to live free from financial worry now and throughout your lives. They communicate with you on a regular basis and approach management of your wealth proactively so that you can relax and feel confident that you've taken steps to secure your financial future. Let Bruce and Mike unlock your financial future. Call them today, 517-323-7526, 517-323-7526, or visit mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. Steve Gruber Show heading toward not quite the exits, but getting there on this final hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. A couple things I mentioned earlier that I just want to make sure I follow up on, fill you in. Carol Spinney has passed away. Big Bird's alter ego at the age of 85 years old. He was the whole body puppeteer who, since the 1969 inception of Sesame Street, portrayed Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch outside 123 Sesame Street. He also performed his characters in live concerts around the world and at the White House many times. He died Sunday at his home in Connecticut at the age of 85. Sesame Workshop said in a statement he had lived for some time with dystonia, which causes involuntary muscle contractions. Big Bird, by the way, 8 feet 2 inches tall. That's how big Big Bird was. Carol Spinney, 5'10", but able to portray Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. Also gave voice to those characters as well. Carol Spinney, dead at the age of 85 years old. Also, mentioned this earlier, too, fewer Americans are giving money to charity. Their relationship to God, with God, may have something to do with it. The share of U.S. adults who donated to charity dropped significantly between 2000 and 2016, according to an analysis released this month. 53% of Americans gave money to charity in 2016, the most recent year data was available, compared to 66% in 2000. That 66% held steady until the Great Recession, then it dropped off, took a dive after 2010. That means about 20 million fewer households are donating to charity in 2016 than in 2000. One factor driving the decline, according to the study, Americans becoming less likely to attend religious services or identify with a specific religion. And so, of course, part of being a part of a church is giving back to the church, giving to charity. Very religious people of any faith are more likely to give to charity, according to a study by Baylor University. And as more people say, well, that's not for me and I don't need religion, we have fewer and fewer people actually giving to charity. This is the time of the year when you're asked by a number of organizations to give to charity. So maybe if you're hearing the story and thinking it's been a while since I've done so, it could be time to, I don't know, throw something in the Salvation Army bucket or something along those lines. And last but not least on this little kind of merry-go-round segment, the next thing that could be banned in New York City, paper receipts. Paper receipts. No, it's paper, plastic straws. No, that's a no-no. Styrofoam, no way. New York City could ban paper receipts coated with the chemical BPA and also offer a requirement that retailers offer emailed receipts instead of paper ones. City Council recently announced in New York City will hold hearings on a package of bills aimed at cracking down on paper receipts. Most cash register receipts are coated with BPA or the related chemical BPS. Some studies have determined the chemicals could harm the female reproductive system at high levels. But I don't know who's exposed to high levels of BPA via paper receipts. The city council says it will consider bills in the next few months to restrict the use of BPA-coated paper and also require stores to offer e-receipts and require receipts be printed on recyclable paper and require businesses to recycle receipts. They're just going to take a giant bite at the apple all at once. No BPA receipts, must offer e-receipts, must print on recyclable paper, and must recycle receipts if you're a business. I'm sure that no business in New York will encounter added fees, or it will cost them more to comply with any of these things. City Council Speaker said, quote, "Nobody needs foot-long receipts. We'll work with businesses and consumers to cut out paper receipt waste and protect the planet. Let's not print receipts when they aren't wanted, especially when we have technology to issue environmentally friendly alternatives." So New York City might do away with the paper receipt in the near future. And then, of course, require businesses to offer electronic receipts as well, all in the name of going green and, I guess, protecting people from BPA as well. If it's not happening in New York, it's happening in California, right? I mean, one of those two places is doing something silly just about every day. And the part of my job is, of course, to find those silly things and tell you about them, like banning paper receipts. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Back to wrap up this hour of the program in just a moment on The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.